We're in a bit of a reminiscent kind of mood because Toys R Us are back. I've just looked at their website and they've got this big flash on the website saying 3 days to go, the first Toys R Us inside WH Smith opens on the 10th of June. And that one's in York. There's going to be other openings. I think the nearest to us is going to be in Reading. But there was a time when we had, our own Toys R Us right on our doorstep here in Woking. Yeah, the magical place opened in 1985, and Woking was one of the first, actually, the first in the UK, one of the first five stores. Really, really interesting. We're going to talk about this with our toy expert later. Peter Jenkinson, the toyologist, is on the programme. We're going to talk to James very shortly. He spent 18 years working at Toys R Us. But first, I think we need to reminisce, I think, together this morning.
Imagine a store the size of a sports field, crammed with thousands upon thousands of toys. All the games and models anyone could wish for. And exciting new toys no one's ever seen. The dream has now come true. Toys R Us. More toys than anyone in the whole wide world.
I've been singing those songs in my head ever since I knew we were going to be talking about this today. So Toys R Us is returning to WH Smith, the first one of them opening in York in just 3 days' time on the 10th of June. But somebody who knows a lot about Toys R Us is James from Woking. Morning, James.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you spent 18 years working at Toys R Us in Woking. You were there right up until the end, weren't you?
I was there to the very last day. It opened in 1984, I believe.
So in the mid-80s, yes. I believe it was a co-op before that. And then this shiny new toy shop opened, and everyone was just like amazed walking in there.
Magical place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was opened by a guy called Charles. Was it Lulsworth or something?
Okay, he's the founder of the company, but yeah.
He sadly passed away when we actually died, and the actual store got liquidated about 3 years ago from now, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 2018, of course, that Toys R Us closed down. You were there from 2000 right up until that last day on 2018. So tell me just, what was it like working in Toys R Us? Was it the magical place?
It was good fun, actually. There were some good days and bad days, but it was fun. It was some good days and bad days, but I enjoyed it.
Did you get to play with the toys and learn about all the latest things?
I did have a few toys back then, but it was very good though.
I just seem to remember back in the 90s going up to, jumping on my push bike, cycling up to Woking Town Centre. And I think, I remember I was after a Tamagotchi because I think every kid in the late 90s wanted a Tamagotchi when they first came out. And I remember going around trying to find one, and Toys R Us was sold out. I think I ended up buying one from Woolworths, actually. The place to go, wasn't it? Want toys.
Back in the day, you could buy a computer back then, a PC.
A very big computer back then. A very big bulky thing, takes up a whole room.
To a TV, to pretty much anything, I think.
Mm. Okay. And you know, we know 2018, the company closed its 84 stores in the UK, including the one at Woking. What was that like when they announced that it was going to close? I mean, how, first of all, how did that news get sort of broken to you?
Well, we were kind of aware of it, but we didn't know it was going to come this soon.
Okay, how much notice did you get?
We heard a lot of things behind the back door, so we heard a few little, this might be happening, and with the pan, there was lots of money, they were losing loads of money behind the scenes, so.
And what was your reaction when they sat you down and they said, you know, the store's closing, you're going to lose your job? I mean, what's going through your mind then?
It was very emotional.
I can imagine 18 years of your life. That's a big chunk of your working life, isn't it?
I would have been probably still be working there now.
Okay, well, that's good to know. It's obviously, if you say, you know, you wouldn't have left, it hadn't closed, you'd still be there. You know, you would have, that just shows it was a good, a good company, and you enjoyed your job there, and you felt sort of supported as a colleague there.
Yeah, I had lots of friends there. Big shout to the original lot. If you actually listen to this.
Would you ever have a reunion, James? You know, get together with the old Toys R Us crew, meet up with them. Do you still see people?
We used to. I haven't spoken to most of them for a number of years. Most of them have got kids now, or got married and whatever. But yeah.
Okay. So, James, what do you think went wrong? I mean, Toys R Us closing all those stores in 2018. Why did it happen? What do you think went wrong?
I think they didn't keep up with the times back then. It was and the original store, the Woking store, was stuck in the 80s. It looked very old and rugged. Yeah. It didn't keep up with the times. They were thinking of revamping it at one point, but it was too little too late.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, back in the 80s, we were living in an offline world, and now, if you want toys, I suppose, I mean, it's still nice to go to a toy shop, isn't it, and select things and buy a physical product, but actually, you know, people maybe sort of go into a physical shop and look around, and then they go online, do some research, and they may end up going on Amazon or have it delivered the next day, rather than trying to carry things home and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so very, very sad, and a sad day for you as you sort of wound up the store. Did you get to take any souvenirs home? I'm just thinking, on your last day, did you walk out with, like, any memorabilia?
I did take home a few shop, display models that they were using for the old toys and stuff. But I've got a massive picture. I've got a picture in my hallway of all of the original crew on the very, very last day with a massive Toys R Us cake.
Oh, there you go. That's so sad, isn't it? I mean, it just opened with such a fanfare in the mid-80s, and just to see it sort of grow and then, you know, close down. So, Toys R Us now coming back. We're not going to have one, sadly, in Woking at the moment. Maybe we will if it all goes well. They launched the back, the new owners launched online last year, so it's sort of been online presence, but now physical stores inside WH Smith. The first one of them opening in York on the 10th of June, in a few days' time, followed by others in other parts of the country. Nearest one to us is going to be Reading. So what are your thoughts? Toys R Us back on the high street, James. What do you think about that?
My thoughts. I think it's quite exciting. It needs to keep up with the times, but if he doesn't do this what he did before, I think he'll do really well. But he has to keep it up with the times.
Absolutely, and it's going to be a very different store, because obviously it's going to be a store within a store.
It's going to pop-ups around the country, isn't it?
It's not going to be a big warehouse anymore. I mean, think about that, the idea of just being a little sort of corner of WH Smith somewhere. I mean, I guess that's all
it
you need.
It would be nice if they actually did a downscaling version a couple of years ago, but there you go, it is what it is.
Of course, the memories of Woking Toys R Us, that site, no longer there. That's bulldozed to make way for the Victoria Place development. But many happy memories live on in your life. So if you had to sum up your time, 18 years, a whole generation working at Toys R Us, what was the best thing about your time there?
The friends. Made so many friends, and they always had my back, and even set them difficult circumstances.
There you go.
So that was the only thing I could sum up, really.
Brilliant. So friendships developed in the magical place of Toys R Us, but friendships that will last a lifetime and memories that will last a lifetime as well. And hopefully, you know, bringing back those memories now with the news that Toys R Us is coming back to the high street. James, thank you very much. We'll try and get you on, actually, after 8:30 when we talk to our toy expert to get his thoughts on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Thank you, James. Have a good day.
Right.
And we'll catch up with you later.
All right.
Thank you very much, James. Thank you, James. There we go. James from Woking. 18 years of his life working at the Toys R Us store in Woking. That was, of course, one of the first batch of stores to come to our shores here in the UK, in Woking. I mean, many memories of that as a kid. It really was a magical place. I know that phrase getting used over and over again, but it was like, as a child, walking into Toys R Us, it was like, wow, floor-to-ceiling toys. So I just wanted to buy everything. And, of course, back then, I wasn't having to pay for it. I was like, yeah, I want that. Get a trolley. Oh. So we managed to get Peter back on the line. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us on Radio Woking. And we also have James back as well, who's worked for Toys R Us. We've been hearing this morning for 18 years, spent 18 years working for Toys R Us. So welcome back, James.
Morning.
Morning. So, Peter, first of all, Toys R Us returning to the high street 5 years after it all closed down. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's great. I mean, it's a really, really strong brand. It's a shame it went away in the first place, you know. It was kind of the Americans' fault. And not that I blame them for everything, but the equity firm that owned them basically bled them dry of cash. So they had no money to invest to keep up with the competition. So it basically ended up as a really strong brand with an in-store. It just became a little bit, in my opinion, disheveled. And it was nothing to do with the staff. It was because there was no investment. Mm. But the brand has remained the same. They brought Jeffrey back. The logo is exactly the same. The only difference is they're bringing it back in-store. So it's an in-store store. So they're bringing it back within 9 WH Smiths across the UK.
Yeah.
And it's owned by a capital company based out of New York who own the brand. It looks like an interesting offering. My concern, I suppose, would be that they don't have people like James who've got the toy expertise. It'll
yep.
just be staff who are already in the shop.
Okay.
And that would be my concern, because when you go into other toy retailers, they really know their toys.
Yeah, there's no, like, you're going to have just, I don't know, do you think they're going to offer training, perhaps, to the existing W.H. Smith staff, saying, look, we're opening a Toys R Us in your store, you need to have this training to learn about, you know, these toys?
Yeah, I suppose they could offer some level of training, but you can't really train people in toys.
Mm.
It kind of, you know, you slice me through the middle and I'm toy through and through. you can't, I don't think you can. You can offer a modicum of training, but you know, there are so many different brands within toys, you know, from collectibles to dolls to Lego, for example, and Playmobil.
Yeah.
It takes an extra bit of knowledge. I think the training might be, you know, the standard Toys R Us corporate training, but it won't be enough.
No, and James, when you were working at Toys R Us, did you get lots of ongoing training? How did they sort of, like, you know, train you so you knew about what you were selling?
It's just basically, I'm just learning as you go. I was watching lots of adverts of like some of the toys. It's like, oh, this is this, and just sort of learning as you go.
There you go. And I think this is the thing as well, Peter, with Toys R Us now being, as we said, a small concession within WH Smith rather than a big warehouse. Do you think the sort of the days of the big destination warehouse where you've got floor to ceiling toys, you know, in this internet world, do you think that that's kind of, you know, the internet's kind of killed off stuff like that?
I personally don't. The Irish toy company that's prevalent in the UK, I will name them as Smiths. They make record profits last year, and they're an absolute. They're exactly what you say. It's you know, floor to ceiling warehouse type offering, but you know, the staff in there really know their. Really know their product inside out, and I spend a lot of time in my local one just having a look around, seeing what's changing and trends, and I ask them a lot of questions and they've always got good answers, and I think so there is still a need for the hands-on experience, I think. Mm. And you see a lot of kids in there running up and down screaming with joy and pointing at things, and I think it's like, you know, it's an interactive Argos
yeah.
catalogue, circa 1995 type experience. So it's quite good fun. So there is still a need for that, yeah, you know, that physical environment. I just I'm not sure you could just plonk it there within a store. The entertainer who they tried it recently, as recently as last year or the year before with Asda. They had an in-store store, and that agreement is no longer. So I'm hoping that this one will be slightly different. But we'll see. I mean, it's an interesting way to go. There's no way that Toys R Us could afford to go to the high street right now.
No.
And there would be very little point in them doing so, because it would be throwing good money after bad. So let's hope it works out. It'll be interesting to see something bright and joyful amongst the big pens and the stationery, to be honest. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, and this does seem to be a bit of a trend, doesn't it? As you mentioned, you know, shops within shops, you know, concessions. So you've got the shop already there and they just sort of give over some of their space to another concession. I mean, that's potentially a way to have a physical shop presence without, you know, the outlay and the challenges of, you know, having your own kind of, you know, retail offering.
Yeah, it's yet to be, you know, proven as an ongoing concept because it's something that's relatively new. But you know, Amazon are trying the high street with a couple of stores across the UK. You know, people still like to get out of the house, I guess.
Yeah.
Whether that's a post-pandemic thing or not, it's a combination of factors, I guess. I mean, you're certainly not going to get the savings that you get online, but you're not going to get the experience either. So, I'd be really interested to see what Toys R Us in-store stores are going to offer.
Yeah.
Are they just going to go for the lower priced small items? Are they going to have some big ticket products there? Will they offer an interactive screen that allows you to tap into their online offering if you want to buy a trampoline, for example? So it'd be interesting to see what the layout is.
Yeah, it's just sort of getting that sort of, you know, mix of internet, you know, mixing the real physical world and the online world, isn't it, really, I suppose? Getting that balance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, tell me, it's a tricky thing to do. Otherwise, we'd all be doing it. Right? We'd be on our yachts in the Caribbean.
Absolutely. And I suppose another thing that a lot of people may be doing is, you know, looking at a physical store, thinking, right, I'm going to go to have a look at Toys R Us and W.H. Smith, and I'm going to go and, you know, take the kids, play with all the toys, find out what toys they want, and then go online and buy it, get Amazon to deliver it next day. I mean, that's something that happens a lot, I think, isn't it?
That's the kind of thing that they used to do back in the in the old stores. They used to, a lot of people used to come in and do lots of price matching online.
Yeah, actually, yeah, playing with the toys and then going and finding them online cheaper. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you don't have the hassle of carrying them home. So yeah. I think that Toys R Us in-store stores will probably, stock items that are, you know, the collectible market is quite big. Traded car, like Pokemon and Miniverse and MGA and all the, you know, the sub five quid stuff is doing quite well at the moment.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll just stick with that. But we'll, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, pocket money toys. Yeah, we talk about £5. I never got £5 for when I was a kid for pocket money.
No.
There you go.
I even think I read the other day that the UK average is still under £4. So how about £5 pocket money? I don't know. Well, sorry about that.
There you go. Okay, yeah. And Peter, yeah, just finally, your memories then, you know, back in the day, sort of take you back to, what, 1985 onwards, when Toys R Us came to the UK. What are your memories of Toys R Us?
I remember it as just being kind of this, it was one of the kind of first big American imports. It was kind of McDonald's and Toys R Us, and it was just vast. You went in there, and I remember standing there with, you know, open eyes, you know, previous to that, we'd been stuck with an Argos catalogue, and you used to, you know, rip the pages out that you wanted, or make a collage and give it to your,
or just scribble a circle what you wanted.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Exactly.
So many memories.
You were never going to get everything you circled, though, were you, James? To be honest, we were always quite optimistic.
So James, what were you circling, James, then, in your catalogue as a child? What would you be putting?
Blimey, mainly board games and action figures, mainly.
And what about you, Peter? What would you have been circling as a child in your catalogue?
Lego space sets always. Yes. Lego space sets. And a couple of Hornby trains, but that was just to... Because I knew I was going to get those because, you know, my granddad was a big fan and he'd help me set me up. Help me set them up. But Lego space sets all the way, which actually looked like the Docklands Light Railway in London now.
Didn't they? Yes. Do you think that's what it was modelled on? Do you think it was modelled on that? Yeah.
Maybe it was.
Yeah, but it was, I'd be really interesting, Peter, to talk to you, and James as well. Those early ones sharing memories, and you know, it just sounds like, you know, from James's experience, James, you know, a magical place, and you know, as you say, many happy memories for you working there.
Yeah, exactly. I did send you. Did you see the picture I sent you?
Oh yeah, you said this is the picture. So James, James, do you want to tell Peter about the souvenirs that you took on the last day when it closed down?
So on the very last day, I actually took some of the display models. There were like some of them like remote control cars and stuff up, because we've got niece and nephews as well, stuff like that. So I thought, I just took them home.
I drove past the one. There was a big one in London on the Old Kent Road, and it closed down. It was all barricaded up, but the sign was still up. And I did ask a friend of mine if he'd join me one evening after a few drinks, if we could go and get a ladder and take the R from the middle. But thankfully, he refused. I'd love to have had one of those signs.
Wow!
I don't know if you heard on the news. There was someone turned to a Toys R Us into a rave. Did you hear the story?
Oh, nice. No, that sounds brilliant, though.
That does sound like a lot of fun, doesn't it?
Waves. Apparently it was in Manchester. They called it Waves R Us. And he got shouting buttons around us.
A rave in the toy shop. That sounds good. Okay. Peter, if we want to find out more about you, because I know you do a lot of stuff around our toys through the Toyologist, how do we find you on social media and such like?
Just tap in Toyologist and it leads you to all my social channels and my website.
Brilliant. Well, Peter, thank you so much for coming on this morning. It's been really nice to get your input on this. And James, thank you as well.
No problem at all.
Thank you very much. And enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of your school run, Peter.
Thank you. Yeah. I love it.
I can tell. Thank you very much. There we go. There's Peter Jenkinson, the Toyologist, and James Fieldus, who shared his experience there of working for Toys R Us for many years.